Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
How much does a wedding ring cost?
It depends. My wedding ring or Sonia's?
Yours.
I think mine was like a little over 500.
How much was Sonia's?
A lot more than 500.
You don't want to reveal it to our listeners?
Not really.
Come on, what? Are you afraid to talk about money?
We'll say it's more than 500 and less than 5,300.
You did not spend $5,200 on a wedding ring.
I might have spent $501.
$5,000 on a ring?
But she's worth twice that,
easily,
right?
Easily. Twice yeah. As much as what I spent, which could be 501 or 5,299.
So Sonia is worth as little as $1,002 or as much as 10,400.
But he's getting her for the rest of his life.
That's and when true. You go to an establishment to look at wedding rings, there's rings that are like $70,000.
Did you get her one of those? Oh, wait, no, we know you didn't, because unless you got a really good deal on one of those and you got it for less than $5,300.
Yeah, for all you know, I could have bought a ring that's valued at $100,000 for more than 500, less than 5,300.
Is it a diamond ring?
Yes.
Do they have to be diamond rings to be a wedding ring? Is that a custom?
I don't know. I think I think it has to have some diamonds in it. I think some people put their birthstones in it too. You could use other things too.
Do you guys believe in that? That it has to be a diamond ring for wedding rings or whatever? Like that tradition? Because you know that was just created by diamond companies. I mean, everyone pretty much knows that, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. It's like Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, all that stuff that we're supposed to do is because stores tell us we're supposed to do it.
But I feel like, I mean, obviously every guy thinks this, but why not just put a down payment on a house or something?
I say, why not show your lady you love her every day? That's my motto. If I don't have a lady.
Chris wants to show his lady he loves her every day by choking her and telling her that his friends don't like her.
I like how that's pretty brilliant, Valentine's Day, that they came up with this holiday, like Ben said, just basically to make girls have to show off to other girls.
I know.
And the guys just get roped along to buying all this stupid shit.
That it's no one brilliant. Really wants. Girls only want to
they just don't
want
to be the
get.
One girl to say that, oh, they didn't get flowers on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. And they also want to see what they can get guys to do for them. I mean, some girls have this to more of an extent than other girls, but girls just want to see how far their power extends, you know?
It's either an ego thing or a not looking like a shithead
to
with the other girls at work or thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that's it,
so
right? Those are the only reasons.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done for a girl on Valentine's Day?
Anal, but I took it.
That's not that crazy when you think about it.
Danny's motto is, take anal every day. Why make a special occasion for it? That's what the man wants you to do.
We don't need a holiday on the calendar.
Yeah, that's the man only wants you to take it up the ass once a year. But Danny says, axe that noise.
I'm a true romantic. What is the craziest thing I ever did on Valentine's
Day? What are you going to do for Tanya on Valentine's Day?
I just told you.
This year, you got to mix it up.
No.
Maybe shampoo your hair this year.
Man.
No, I don't know. I'm not a big...
I'm not a big shampoo guy.
No, I don't know. I don't like I'm such a bad boyfriend when it comes to things like that. It's like, I would pretty much buy Tanya something whenever she wants it. You know what I mean? But I'm so bad at like putting out an effort on a special day.
Does Tanya make a big deal out of days like
this?
No,
she doesn't. She doesn't even believe in it. She won't even let me take her out to eat on Valentine's Day because she calls it scam day. And she wants me to buy everything the day after because everything's 50% off the day after, all the same things.
Wow, good for you.
Well, here's the deal though. I mean, what it comes down to is it doesn't matter what I think or what you think about how much, what kind of wedding ring you should get or what Valentine's Day is like. It's basically what the other person wants anyways. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it or think that it's like a logical thing to do. You just got to do it to keep yourself out of trouble, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And even before like Sonia and I got engaged, it's not like we had talks about what her ring would look like and all these other things. Basically, I got her what I thought she should enjoy and what I thought she deserved. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to be that dick that gets her an engagement ring and it has like an emerald on it or something. You know, everybody loves diamonds. They're a girl's best friend.
Is it a blood diamond?
No.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude, I mean, Leonardo, like, did you hear what he said? Wait. Did you hear what he said? He said Leonardo the cat. No, he said, what did you say? Leonardo DiCaprio. His name's Leonardo DiCaprio.
I came up with that joke when I was pitching a Doritos commercial.
You know, you probably have both heard this before, but I'm going to say it anyway. When I first got introduced to Leonardo DiCaprio, or DiCaprio, what did you say?
You can't even say it right.
I know, I'm sorry. But the first movie I ever saw with him was What's Eating Gilbert Grape. So I thought, hey, look, they actually hired a retarded kid for this movie.
He was like, hey, that retard's kind of cute.
No, I thought, hey, look, they actually found a retard who knows how to act. And then a couple years later, we're in high school, and every girl at our high school has a crush on him. And I'm thinking, what? Why do these girls like this guy? I thought he was retarded when I first saw him. I didn't think that he was playing a retard. I thought this guy is retarded. And now he's a sex symbol.
It's the same reason I can't believe some girls like you.
Because I'm such an amazing actor that I can portray a retard so fully that I convince people that I actually am retarded.
I almost wish that he really was retarded, because then it would make me think more highly of the girls we went to high school with if they were willing to have like a crush on somebody that was honestly retarded.
Right.
Like it would make me think more of what kind of people.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really, I mean, that's not really respectful to have a crush on a retard. That's kind of weird, don't you think?
Well, why?
I don't know. Because
I don't mean because the fact that he's just because he's retarded. I mean the fact that they could look past it and like him for some other reason other than just being some jackass in Hollywood.
Okay, I see what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, you don't really want a girl to have a crush on a retarded person. You just want them to be really nice to him and, like, I don't know, not make fun of him and be kind to him. But if a girl really had a crush on a retard, don't you think that's probably something wrong with that girl? Like, yeah, she should be nice to him and she should feel bad for him and she should be sweet to him, but she shouldn't want to have sex with him.
Well, I don't mean that she should like him just because he's retarded, but I don't think that you should automatically not like somebody just because they may be retarded.
No, I'm not saying you should automatically not like them. I'm just saying, I don't know, there's something weird. You shouldn't want to fuck a retard, I guess is what I'm saying.
Don't want to fuck a retard.
I don't know if I could put it any more bluntly than that. And believe me, I'm the biggest retard advocate there is.
I'm the biggest retard fucker there is.
How did we go from having a crush on somebody who's mentally challenged to fuck a retard? Like, what does that even mean to have a crush on somebody then? Does that automatically, like, if you have a crush on somebody, does that mean that you have to think of them that way?
Well, I don't know that I've ever had a crush on someone that if you broke it down, I really didn't actually want to have sex with, like, in the long run. There was no one I had a crush on. I was like, I just want to hang out with them.
Well, I guess I thought of it as more of an innocent crush thing, because we're still talking about the retard as if he was an actor. Like, girls don't have a crush on Brad Pitt because they honestly think that one day they'll get to fuck him. You know what I mean? It's just they like characteristics and qualities of him. And it's like, that's what the crush is. It's not, I don't know.
No, you're well, first of all, you're bringing up an even bigger point than you probably realize you're bringing up, because that's exactly why high school and middle school girls get crushes on actors rather than guys at their school, because it's something that they can express without having any danger of actual physical activity from it. You know what I mean? Like, they can it's a release for their sexuality in a way. If they admitted that they had a crush on someone in their school, there's a good chance that guy's going to try to stick their penis in them at some point. But if they say they have a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio, they can make all the they can cut out pictures of him in a magazine and make a collage and hang it up in their room, and Leo's never going to come over and see it and like think that now he has a chance with them.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I wanted to bang girls from school and girls from the movies.
But guys think differently than girls, is my point. That's my point, is that...
Girls have crushes, don't they? It's just not on you.
No, lots of girls have crushes on me. But girls have crushes when they're at a...
This seems like something you talked yourself into in seventh grade. Well, the thing is, girls only want to date guys from the movies, because if they had a crush on me, they knew that they might get rejected in real life. And if they have a crush on a guy from the movie, like Brad Pitt's not going to come down to the screen and reject them like I might.
I think when did you come up with this speech in junior high?
No, I'm not even saying me. I'm just saying, in general, girls tend to get crushes on guys when their sexuality is in a developmental stage. Do you not agree with that?
I'm just not listening anymore.
I'll tell you what I think. I don't think it as much has anything to do with the age as much as I think girls are more impressed by actual status of somebody more so than anything. Because look at all these dirty-ass rock stars that look like a homeless guy, and a lot of girls are into that, and I think they're into that because they're rock stars, not because of anything that they look. Where I think a guy would, want to do a chick that worked at McDonald's if he thought she was hot enough.
No, absolutely. Of course.
If you're physically hot enough to a guy, they don't care what you do. But for a girl, she would rather date an unattractive, successful guy than an attractive, unsuccessful guy.
You're absolutely right. But I think that there is an age that Danny was talking about, a younger age, like 13, 14. And I think those girls do go for like the non-threatening guys, because a lot of women think like a Robert De Niro, like a manly movie star guy, is attractive. But no 14-year-old girls thinking like, oh, I want the guy from Goodfellas on top of me.
God,
they like the guys from like the Backstreet Boys that kind of look like girls, because trust me, if you ever see like a 13-year-old girl out with her mom, you know, don't even try to make eye contact with her.
Yeah, no 13-year-old girls are like, god damn, Cape Fear made me so wet. No, but like, if you're talking about pop stars, that's why the Jonas Brothers are so popular, because they're just non-threatening douchebags. I mean, like, Tools are attractive to teeny boppers.
Yeah.
Because they're just concerned about their image, whereas any girl with any self-respect would never date one of these jackasses. You know what I mean? Because they can see right through it.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that...
I think you've cracked the code.
Okay. Well, let's move on. We've covered retard fucking. What else do we have? What were we talking about before that? Oh, your wedding ring. How did we go from your wedding to having sex with a retarded
people? I have a controversial question I want to ask you both. Let's suppose years into the future, we could find out if a child was going to be born retarded. Would you abort that retarded fetus?
Is the fetus retarded, or is it going to grow into a retard?
Well, the kid's going to become retarded. Okay. But you can tell ahead of time. Would you, choose not to have that child?
If it was going to be my child?
Well, they're not going to ask you if Ben can have a retarded child. Danny, do you want him to abort it?
No, I don't think I would.
That's a really hard question, because that's one of those ones that, I mean, do we honestly know how we would react to that unless we were in that situation? And I know that's not what you want to hear, but...
Well, no, that I want to hear that if that's what you think. I kind of agree with that, actually.
I feel like it probably wouldn't be my decision. It would probably be Tanya's decision, or whoever's going to give birth to my baby retard.
I mean,
well, Danny's pussy whipped, and he doesn't ever have a say in his life.
I have a say, but I'm just saying, when it comes to something like that, she's probably going to be taking care of this retard more than I am. And she's going to be the one that's...
Yeah, but you're footing the retard bill. You're paying for all his helmets and all of his knee pads.
Was he a retard or a hockey player?
Well, they got to suit him up. I'm just saying, there's extra stress and expense. All kidding aside, it's hard to raise a kid that's retarded.
But at the same time, it's like, It's a weird. That's a very good question, because if you're this kid is going to just be a nothing but sweet and trouble at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be pure whatever he is.
The thing that would suck, that would be hard for me, is thinking that this is going to be an adult one day. I'm not going to be able to control the outcome of his adult life.
Don't you guys almost feel like, I mean, do you guys believe in karma at all?
No.
Yeah, but not like in any, I just think that if you do bad things your whole life, then eventually you feel like it's going to catch up with you and you'll draw it to yourself. But I don't believe there's like an outside force.
In that sense, then yeah, I believe that too. But
see, I don't know if I really believe in karma, but I guess I don't really completely know what they mean when they say karma. But I would almost feel like if you did go ahead and abort that baby, like, I don't know. I don't think that's a decision that I could even live with. Like, would you feel better about yourself? Like, then if you went to have another kid and it was normal and it's like, yeah, you would have had a brother, but he was a retard, so we flushed him.
Well, that's what I was...
Well, okay, that's not so much the question. Now we're talking about abortion and whether that's morally right or not.
That's not what I mean, because I'm pro-choice, and I would never think twice about somebody else getting an abortion or whatever, but I feel like, I don't know, for my own situation, I don't know how I would react. I think I would feel pretty guilty, because I would think that a retarded kid would be more of a, I don't know, more of a burden to myself. And is that why I'm doing it?
That's what I mean. Like, I believe in abortion. The reason I believe in abortion is because I think that people shouldn't be raising kids that they're not ready for. But the way I understood the question is like, I'm trying to get I'm ready to move forward in my life and my relationship. And I'm trying to get my wife pregnant or girlfriend pregnant. We decided to have a kid. And then once we decided to have that kid, we found out that the kid that we decided to have is going to be retarded. And now am I going to abort him because of that? I guess that's what I'm saying. If I just happened to get a girl pregnant, I don't have a problem with abortion. But if I find out that he's retarded and then use that as my deciding point to kill him, then it's kind of what Ben was saying. And the answer to Ben's question of if I believe in karma, yes, I'm going to feel guilty about this for the rest of my life. And then if I do have another kid, let's say something bad happens to that kid, everything for the rest of my life, I'm wondering, is this my fault? Is this because of this horrible thing that I did? And that's how I feel like you draw bad things onto yourself through karma. And that's why I think I wouldn't be able to do it, just because from then on, that's, you go to sleep with that every night, I guess.
Well, you can get the retard his own bed.
I don't mean physically. What I mean is...
Oh, I see.
But I mean, honestly, think about the question, though. Like, the question is, would you abort him if you knew that he was going to be retarded? But the thing is that most people would probably, if they were to abort him, it would be because it would be more of a burden on themselves. It would make their own life more difficult. But there's retarded kids that are happier than shit. That's, you know what I mean? There's like retarded kids that completely love their life. So it's not really, it's not like they're ever going to be born and be like, shit, I wish I was aborted. I hate being retarded. They're never going to think that way. They would live a happy life. So the reason why people don't do it is because they don't want to put out the effort to raise that kid.
As an adult in a shitty economy, you can't tell me it's an easy life being a retard.
I know, especially with retard chow costing as much as it does nowadays.
No, I mean,
But all right, let me take you a step back. Forget about the whole termination thing. What if the doctor just determined, whatever it was, you and your wife or second cousins or whatever, we have scientific advancements. We can tell 100% certainty every child you conceive with this woman is going to be mentally retarded. Are you guys still going to have a child knowing full well that's going to be mentally retarded? You're just going to decide to adopt?
I would adopt.
I would probably decide to adopt. Because...
So what's wrong with... I mean, then it's not about the decision. It's about the abortion morality.
But then at least I'm not... killing something for a selfish reason.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying that I kind of thought you guys were saying choosing the fate of the child, but it's really more about
it was more like the decision was made before and now we're trying to go back on it for selfish reasons. But now at this point, the decision's still in front of me.
I feel like the first situation, you're going to have the baby no matter, either you're going to have the baby or you're going to kill the baby. But if you know, like if you already decided to have a baby, then she's pregnant and then you find out that it's retarded, that's a completely different question than if a doctor says every kid that you're going to have is retarded. You know what I mean?
Chris is just wondering because a doctor told him that before. And Chris wasn't even asking. The doctor just saw him on the street.
He said, man, every stopped kid him. You have.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I'm a doctor, and I got to tell you right now.
I don't care about your wife. It doesn't matter who your wife is.
It doesn't matter who you marry. You can marry the most non-retarded woman in the world. No, but I would adopt, and I would adopt a black kid because I feel like I could raise him to be an amazing athlete.
It's like a lottery ticket.
I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Except it's a winning lottery ticket.
I would teach him how to be a power-hitting catcher who throws left-handed.
I would adopt an Asian baby and teach him to be really good at math.
I don't think you would be the one doing the teaching.
You're the perfect person for that. You wouldn't teach him actual math. He'd just bring it into his head. Be good at math. Like, that's what he would tell him.
I would leave an abacus in his crib.
How many times are we going to talk about abacuses or abaci on this podcast?
But for Chris to teach a kid how to be good at math is like Danny adopting a kid and teaching it how to not smell like shit.
You could have just went with hygiene.
No, I wanted to go smell like shit. Yeah.
Thanks.
Danny, are you going to shampoo your children's hair?
Not me personally. You know I'm allergic to shampoo.
And running water?
I don't shampoo anything. I just ShamWow to clean off.
Let me ask you a question now. Back to the retard thing, sort of. What if the doctor tells you 100% certain you're going to only have boys and they're all going to be flaming bottom homosexuals? And I don't mean like kind of like you can't tell, but they're going to be flamboyant. And the doctor knows. Are you going to choose to adopt?
Oh, man, that is a good question.
First off, do you think there's really doctors and, that are and spending they're all gonna money have... to research this?
Well, there should be. And every one of your kids is going to have a flavor for black meat.
You're supposed to say dark meat, not black meat.
I can say whatever I want. This is the future.
Wow. Okay. Let me ask you this, though. If the doctor has this kind of technology, can he tell anything else about his personality? Because I feel like just because my kid is flamboyant, if he's also raised by me, I feel like if I raise my kid, I'm probably going to like
extra
my
gay.
Kid. No, but I feel like if I raise my kid, I'm probably going to end up liking my kid. He'll probably have a decent sense of humor. He'll probably be the type of guy I like. And I wouldn't have a problem with
him. But
it'll
be like a gay sense of humor. You know how they think they're funny? They all do?
Oh, God.
And he's going to walk around saying things like, fabulous. And he's going to have a sing-songy tone. He's just going to be like every stereotype of gay.
Then no, I probably don't want that because that's just annoying. I don't like any stereotype. Anyone who's but if he's a substantial human also, I would probably – I want my genes to carry on. But I guess my genes aren't going to go more of a lot
They're not
going
to carry anywhere. They're going to carry on to a pillowcase.
But what I don't understand is – I mean it's – all this if you knew ahead of time thing, I mean, let me just say that if I had four sons and they all turned out to be extremely gay, that wouldn't bother me at all. And I honestly mean that. Like, I could care less. But when you say ahead of time, like, what would you do if you knew 100% for sure? I mean, if a doctor told me 100% for sure that my kid was going to be a real arrogant asshole, I probably wouldn't want to have kids. It doesn't matter.
That's my point.
It doesn't matter that they're gay or that or retarded or whatever. It's just anything. You know what I mean? Like, I have nothing against gay people, but it's just if somebody told me ahead of time that my kid was going to be just a real cocky asshole, like, I wouldn't want to have that kid either.
Well, exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, if I knew that my kid was going to be gay, but I was going to still like the kid – I mean, not that I was going to like him. You can't tell me I'm going to like him. But I wouldn't not like him just because he's gay. But what I'm saying is there are a lot of personality traits that go along with gay. And I don't know that if he's a super flamboyant gay – I couldn't hang out with a lot of flamboyant gays. Not because I hate them because they're flamboyant gay guys, but they have different they have different sense of humors than I do. I think they're annoying and they probably think I'm annoying, so we're not going to have a lot in common. So I don't want to create a bad relationship that I have to carry on in my life.
I agree completely.
So,
but I mean, okay, let me ask you guys an honest question. If you guys were to have kids and they grew up to be gay, would that bother you in any way?
Yes, it would. It would bother me in the sense that I want my genes to go on. I just And I, not even so much for me, but more for like my dad and my grandpa. You know, I feel like these guys really want the Savage name to go on and our lineage to go on. Well, and if I only had gay men. What's that?
He could give it to a petri dish.
Okay, but that's my point. As long as the genes went on, I wouldn't care. And I wouldn't care a whole lot even if they didn't. But I'm just saying that would be the only way it would bother me. I wouldn't dislike him because he's gay. I wouldn't hold it against him. Good. That's one less woman I have to hang out with probably. I mean, really. The odds that I'm going to like my son's wife are not that high. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
I'm going to have to pretend to like one more girl in my life.
That's a very good point. I want to like I agree mostly with that, but Ben painted a picture earlier that I don't like. He said even if I had four sons and all four of them were flamboyantly gay, I got to say I wouldn't like that. Then you got to think there's something wrong with you. You know,
yeah, you feel like something's wrong with you, and you also feel like you're. Imagine sitting at the breakfast table when they're like 9, 10, 11, 12, yeah. And they're just having these super gay conversations.
And they're all doing, let's do makeovers tonight.
I know, that would just be annoying. It would be like, oh God, this is my life. Yeah. And it's not that they're gay; it's just that you feel left out.
Well, also, like I would feel like, is there something wrong with my like with my juice? Is it all gay juice? I want to get at least one straight one out of there. I'm not saying if I have one masculine son and one gay son, I wouldn't care. But if I have all gay sons, I would think there might be something wrong with me.
What if all four were gay, but three of them were really flamboyant, and one of them was just like really good at sports, and he was a guy's guy, but he liked to be with guys?
Well, yeah, I would think there's something wrong with my juice. No matter what. I don't have a problem with them at all, but I would kind of like to have one son that wasn't a fruit.
Well, first of all, if this kid's good at sports, you might as well assume that your wife cheated on you.
If my kid was good at sports or Chris's?
No, if Chris's.
I got game.
Do you think people know us better now?
Maybe. Those were good questions. But I do want to say something because it makes it the speech that I gave makes it seem like I don't like girls. But I just find there aren't – I don't know how to say this.
I think everyone understands. No one wants to hang out with a woman just to listen to them and just deal with –
And I, most of the girls, like pretty much all the girls that I know, I like, but that if I hang out with them, that's because I like them. You know what I mean?
Your
like,
teenage son gets a girlfriend. I mean, yeah, he's going to be hanging out with whatever girl will allow him to spend time
with
her.
Right, exactly.
You know, chances are you're not going to want to deal with that woman,
right?
That girl.
I got a question for you guys. How many people do you think listen to this podcast and think that everything that we say is true? Because, I mean, I think half of the stuff we say because we're trying to be entertaining or funny. How many people do you think take us literally for what we say?
I don't know. I don't know who listens to this.
I don't think anyone would and continue to listen.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Well, we're about 30-minute mark, Ben, so let's call it a quits.
All right.
Good night, Christopher.
Good night.